Eye of Night by Gav Thorpe. Performed by Annie Aldington, Gareth Armstrong, Cliff Chapman, Steve Conlin, Emma Gregory, Matthew Hunt, Jonathan Keeble, and Melvin Rawlinson. Part 1.
Halt! Unannounce yourself!
You know me, custodian. I am no stranger to the halls of the Imperial Palace. I have been summoned by the Lord Commander.
Protocol stands. Have you not heard of Polymorphine, Inquisitor? Identify yourself for voice recognition.
Inquisitor Katarina Greyfax, Special Envoy to the Lord Commander. And if you value this duty rather than a posting to guarding the sewer ingress, open the door now.
Voice authenticated?
I am no shapeshifter, custodian. Now, stand aside.
Despite familiarity over the course of recent events, Greyfax still found herself ill-prepared for the presence of Rabute Gilliman. She had faced deadly otherworldly foes that would shrive the senses from an ordinary mortal, yet was left dumbfounded at the sight of the returned Primarch. It was not his size alone that stole her breath, though that was intimidating. It was not the knowledge that she stood before a demigod engineered by the hand of the Emperor himself, though that was awe-inspiring. There was simply an aura that bespoke greatness. It robbed her senses of scale, twisting perception as to what was normal and what was supernatural. Even her psychic talent balked at touching upon the immense soul of Gilliman. The Primarch sat alone, surrounded by tables laden with books, scrolls, and data crystals. He looked up as she entered, expression grim.
Katarina, gratitude for your swift response.
He indicated for her to approach with a sweep of his huge hand.
I have been studying records released to me by the Inquisition. There is much we do not understand about the Great Rift and what has occurred. But ignorance is not a new experience for me.
I cannot think of you as ignorant, Lord Commander.
If we consider ourselves wise, we are already fools, Katarina. As such, we found ourselves 10,000 years ago, when the machinations of my brother, Lorgar, beset the Imperium with the Ruin Storm.
The similarities have not been lost on the Inquisition, Lord Commander, I assure you. The Great Rift eclipses that divide by several magnitudes.
It does. Yet it has a similar source. The warp. Conjured by ritual and magic, sacrifice and demonology.
Greyfax suppressed an outburst that such matters should not be spoken of so candidly, even here in the heart of the Imperial Palace.
The Ruin Storm was created by design of our foes, and so too the Great Rift. I see a pattern, and I believe I know the source.
A pattern, Lord Commander? Our best logikai and historiographica have not seen as such.
They never set foot on worlds such as Davin, Katarina. I know this spore, and I have followed it back through these records. I do not have a solution, but I think I know where we can begin looking. The Gothic War.
That was centuries ago.
Merely a blink of the Eye of Terror. One of your predecessors, Inquisitor Horst, believed that two artifacts were taken to aid Ezekiel Abaddon in his crusade against the Gothic sector.
The Hand of Darkness and the Eye of Night. I have read the reports. Horst is considered a maverick. His speculation undocumented.
Yet something allowed Abaddon to take over the Blackstone fortresses and turn them against the Imperium. And Horst's speculation remains the only theory as to how.
Standing, Gilliman was even more overwhelming, even beneath the vast dome of the Hall of Glories.
Not all of Horst's reports were received on Terra. His findings are incomplete. We need to know what else he discovered.
I am to be an archivist.
I need you to travel to Savarvin to find the original texts.
Our hidden enclave on the Cardinal World is no more. Savarvin was destroyed by Abaddon's planet killer, Lord Commander. It is nothing but rocks and dust.
A coincidence that it was targeted by such a deadly weapon? A world dedicated to the Ecclesiarchy, when more militarily important targets were not touched.
You think Abaddon knew of the Inquisition fortress beneath the cathedrals?
Possibly, and maybe knew even of Horst's investigations, and wished to hide something he uncovered. Which is why I expect you to be diligent in your search.
The Gothic sector has almost been enveloped by the expansion of the Eye of Terror. I will need a fleet and an army.
I have spoken to Grandmaster Voldus. You may have a single ship and a squad of Grey Knights. I do not want the records, Katarina. I want you to bring me the Eye of Night.
And the Hand of Darkness?
I have other plans in motion for its retrieval. Voldus's warriors await you in orbit.
It irked Greyfax to be so ordered and dismissed, but she could not stop herself bowing and acceding to the Primarch's intent. Even before she understood fully what he had said, she was already heading for the door. Another piece set in motion in the game being played out for the future of the Imperium and mankind.
Justicar Genhain, we have established position over the proximal point of Savarvin.
Inform Inquisitor Grey...
No need, Justicar. I am aware of our arrival.
The throbbing in Greyfax's thoughts that had begun when they translated into the system had increased to such an intensity it was like the beating of a second heart in her head.
Do you detect it also, Justicar? The pulse of an old beacon.
I feel its presence, Inquisitor. It is not for me to judge its purpose.
No, it is not. You shall be my shield while I explore this mystery. Lend your will to mine.
She felt the first touch of the Grey Knight's thoughts, like cold steel on warm flesh, startling and acute. Greyfax fought the urge to rebuff the advance and instead opened up the barriers erected about her mind, allowing the psychic strength of the Justicar to blend with her thoughts. Thus bolstered, Greyfax finally allowed herself to accept the psychic whisper that had been intruding upon her mind, drawing it into her thoughts. She recognized immediately the presence that had left it. Horst. Though she had never met the Inquisitor, the psychic spur left an instant impression. Haste, desperation, fear. And that was all. No message. Greyfax pushed Genhain out of her thoughts and slammed down her psychic wards.
I need no powers to discern your mood, Inquisitor. The contents were not to your liking.
Proximity alert, Justicar. Another ship.
Genhain moved to the monitors, forcing Greyfax to step aside with his bulky Terminator armor. He examined the terminal for several seconds.
Frigate-class vessel, unknown designation. Orbital position above one of the larger debris asteroids. It seems we are not alone in these ruins.
Some other hand guides our foes to thwart us. Attack, Justicar.
My thoughts exactly.
The enemy had not been expecting a foe to come upon them, and had paid no mind to keeping watch. The Malleus Rex fell upon their starship like a pouncing lion, raking the unshielded ship with crippling fire even as Greyfax and the Justicar squad teleported to the surface. Here, they found the broken ruins of a grand cathedral. All that remained were the stumps of pillars of a great portico and several dozen rows of pews, oddly still intact upon a piece of mosaic-covered rock half a kilometre across. The beacon sensation that had occupied Greyfax was of a greater intensity on the planet's surface, It seemed more like a laser link transmission to her than a general broadcast. She could feel its source a few meters beneath her feet. Clad in void suits shaped like overlapping insectoid plates beneath the luminous robes, their ship ablaze with a fire a few kilometers above them, the interlopers were oblivious to the arriving warriors as they searched among the broken remnants of cloisters. They wore vacuum masks shaped as grotesque cackling gargoyles, leering clown visages and bird faces, bringing to mind the illustrations of demons Greyfax had seen in the Liber Chaotica. Servants of the Changing One.
Do you wish to interrogate any of them?
There is nothing to be learned from the ravings of a heretic. Terminate them all!
Greyfax allowed the Justicar and his Grey Knights to take the lead. This was what they had been created for. Superhuman warriors clad in reinforced plasteel, adamantium, and cydamite. Nemesis Force halberds glowing against the stark blackness of the airless sky, the Grey Knights raised their Vambrace stormbolters and opened fire. The flicker of bolts lit the darkness, lasbeams sliced back as cultists scattered for cover behind statues of ancient saints and shattered choir stalls. The near vacuum blanketed everything, muffling the exchange of fire with an unreal quiet. Greyfax saw red and purple robes ripped to tatters and silvery void suits torn apart by bolt impacts, their occupants flailing and stumbling as air exploded from their lungs and blood boiled in their veins from explosive decompression.
Purge them! Charge them the fee of treachery! There is none so despised as a traitor.
Greyfax sent forth her will, turning it into a hammer blow with which he crushed the souls of her enemies.
Kneel before the Emperor! Bow down before his might! Submit to the one true Lord!
As she advanced, the cultists fled, her thoughts beating upon their spirits like a battering ram at the gates of a castle keep. Several fell to their knees, hands up to implore her to stop. Others stumbled beneath the onslaught and shouted out entreaties to their twisted deity.
Accept your deaths. Judgment has found you. I am the edge of the blade. Nothing shall stand before me!
The Grey Knights drove the last few cultists into the archway of a catacomb stairwell. Brother Axius advanced with purpose. The gleam from the ignition flame of his incinerator caught the mosaic tiles on the floor.
Thou shalt be purified!
The wash of white fire filled the archway and the chamber beyond. The landing ended abruptly, one set of stairs spiraling down to the right. Ahead, the tattered remnants of a tapestry still adorned the wall. Genhane ordered his men down the step. At the bottom was an ornate metal archway, the shimmer of an old force field still visible between the crystal-threaded steel. Within, the atmosphere of Savarvan was still intact. They came upon another doorway, sealed by rune-marked bricks. The plaque above the walled portal of the mausoleum was dedicated to Saint Carthage, but the continuing insistence of the psychic pulse betrayed the lie of what was beyond. Greyfax waved the Grey Knights forward.
Breach this wall. The secrets of Savarvan are close.
I think that this dead place hides more secrets than will be found in a burial chamber or a hidden archive. Can you hear the ghosts of his victims, Inquisitor?
Greyfax was more concerned with the grating inside her thoughts caused by the Psytrail, and did not reply. At a gesture from his Justicar brother, Nerik set about the bricks with his lightning-wreathed hammer. His relentless blows made short work of the barrier. Beyond was a crypt, or so it seemed at first glance. Greyfax stepped carefully over the rubble, the interior of the tomb lit by the suit lamps of her escorts. Within the crypt was a sarcophagus, unadorned save for a small symbol of the Inquisition discreetly inscribed on one end. Frowning, Greyfax searched for some sign of a data corder or cogitator terminal, but the room was quite bare of records and machinery.
It must be concealed within. Lift the lid.
Motioning to one of his companions, Genhain took hold of one end of the slab that covered the grave, his fellow Grey Knight the other. They lifted and steered the heavy stone aside, almost dropping the heavy weight in surprise, as they revealed an armored suit within. The plate of a Grey Knight paladin lay nestled in the sarcophagus. A burst of psychic power flooded the room, dazzling Greyfax's second sight with its intensity. Staggered, she gripped the edge of the sarcophagus to steady herself. A moment later, a gauntleted hand fell upon hers as the suit within sat up.
Praise the Emperor! I thought nobody would find me.
Greyfax tore her hand away and raised her weapon unwavering toward the apparition's head.
I am Inquisitor Horst, and I am not entirely sure that would do you any good if I was not. There is no physical shell within this armor to destroy.
Greyfax could not believe what she heard. She reached out on instinct and grasped the mask of the Space Marine helmet. She tore it away. The Inquisitor took a step back. Within the armored plates, her eyes met the empty stare of a fleshless skull, a dull flicker of light within them.
This is not possible. Centuries have passed since Horst was lost.
The jaw moved as it spoke, but no actual sound issued forth.
Centuries? I thought perhaps decades. This is worse than I imagined. We have to stop Abaddon.
Your warning comes far too late, Inquisitor. The Despoiler's plans have come to fruition.
Holy Terror has fallen.
Not yet, but the Imperium is beset in a way not seen for 10,000 years. Abaddon's Black Crusade and the Xenos besiege us. The galaxy is riven by storms, and the rule of the Emperor is divided.
The armored suit climbed out of its tomb and looked around. It reached out a hand, retrieved the faceplate from Greyfax, and fitted it back to the open helm, hiding the skull. Despite her doubts, Greyfax knew from the psychic contact that this was, against all reason and expectation, Inquisitor Thedas Falconet Horst. At least, what remained of him.
I recognize the armor of Paladin Bellicus. How did you come by it, Inquisitor? We have more pressing matters to attend, I am sure.
Indeed. We seek the Eye of Night. Do you know of its location?
Not as such, but I can lead you to one that can. Morriana the Crone, who sees all from her lair in the Eye of Terror. She it was that guided Abaddon to the Eye of Night, and it is from her we will learn of its current location. What forces have you at your disposal?
Those you see here, nothing more.
We are bound to follow this course to its end, even into the Eye of Terror. Our strength shall not falter.